The flagship station for Clemson football.
Hit in the backfield, fumbles the ball, and it's scooped up. Pitney comes away with it. I think he caused the fumble, and he also picks it up.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. They don't build water treatment facilities. They don't build dams. They don't build single-family homes. They build everything else. You know what they build? They build restaurants, and they build banks, and they build multifamily units, and they build churches, and they build schools, and they do this adaptive refit, which I think is really, really cool. Think about our awesome friends over at Trail. If you want it done and done right and done it differently than it's ever been done before, think about Trail. T-R-E-H-E-L.com. The better building experience starts with Trail. It starts with a phone call to Trail. Make it your very first phone call. And if it's not your first phone call, make sure that it's at least one of your phone calls, because it'll be your last one. If you want your building done on time and on budget, ask about the better building process with the same company. It's one contract. Same company does everything for you. It's T-R-E-H-E-L. Tony Morrell joins us from thebigspur.com, as he does every single Tuesday at 8:05. Good morning, Tony. How you doing this morning?
Doing well, Mickey. How about you?
Doing fantastic. The Gamecocks had some success last year with official visits in this time of year, the earlier official visits. Talk to us about who are candidates. I'm not talking about specifically, but what kind of player do you want to go in on early on? Do you want to get in the game with them? Do you want to close the deal with them then? Because a couple of those guys, they didn't close the deal until later on with them. You're thinking that these guys would commit on an official visit, even though this time of year. But last year, they had guys in early and still got some of them later on. Kind of walk us through the scenarios of maybe the different types of players you bring in this time of year.
Well, I think Will Muschamp's philosophy is to try to bring in players that he feels like they're in a strong position with before they get to campus for that visit, and guys who are candidates to make early decisions. Primarily guys who want to decide over the summer. There were a couple who visited last year who ended up not making early decisions. Ja'Kai Moore comes to mind. He actually visited end of April last year and didn't make his commitment until late in the process. But I think you're going to see less success with guys who make late decisions because that official visit wears off, and I think really your only chance in scenarios like that is just someone who you have a really close relationship with, whether it's a position coach or Muschamp or whoever may be involved in the recruitment. But you want guys primarily who are you're already leading on, or maybe top two, and you feel like the official visit could be the difference maker, and guys that want to get their decision out of the way before their senior season begins.
How much of a concern is it, or last year was the first year we did this. Did they feel like they were in great shape, push the envelope, but yet maybe later official visits? I mean, back in the old days, it was like you wanted the last official visit in January. Now, you want to maybe, some other time in there. Did they lose anybody they felt great about earlier on, or did it backfire that's the kind of stance? Did it backfire on anybody last year?
Well, they didn't get everybody that came in, but I don't know that the early visit was the reason why on any of them. But they really had some of their key players, Ryan Helinski, Zach Pickens, were guys who visited early last year. Derek Boykins, linebacker, who I think is going to have a really good career for him. They had Trayvon Walker in early last year, didn't get him, but that was one of those that they were just taking a swing, and if it worked out, great. Savion Jackson was a guy who visited early. He came down to South Carolina and NC State and did make an early decision as expected. And I think when he left South Carolina, he was leaning to the Gamecocks, but ended up deciding to stay closer to home. They had Jamie Robinson. He's another one that kind of falls in that same category as Ja'Kai Moore, is a guy they had a great relationship with. He didn't end up making an early decision, waited until late in the process after taking an early visit, but still stuck with the Gamecocks. Joe Anderson took an early visit and committed to him. So Chris Steele was a guy they missed on. John Dixon is a guy they landed. For the most part, I think the strategy paid off for them. Vincent Murphy was another one, the center, who made an early decision after an early visit. So they probably batted something right around 70% or so of those early visitors that they brought in before mid-June. And I think that's a pretty good percentage, all things considered.
Well, that just the overall number, the volume, because of the success of that, you think that this year or in future years you'll see more of that, or will it be a pretty consistent number as far as the number of the guys they bring in this time of year?
I think it'll probably vary from year to year. I think when South Carolina in particular is signing a big class, if they're signing 25 guys, or in that range, I think you'll see them have a big group under Muschamp, or at least a fairly big group visit early. But I just think the recruiting process is starting earlier and earlier now. And I think you're just seeing the pool of players who want to make early decisions grow. And we're hearing from a lot of players who say, I want to get it done before my senior year so I can focus on my team and focus on winning the championship for my team, that kind of thing. And I just think that's becoming more and more common because, first of all, I think it's commendable for a player to think that way. But I also think players are taking visits earlier, they're engaging with coaching staffs earlier, communication is starting earlier, text messages are allowed again. So I just think the recruiting process is being sped up by a number of factors. And so I think it's something that Muschamp in particular, he wants to take advantage of guys they have momentum with. They feel like they can get in the boat. They want to get them done and then have them, become extra recruiters in some cases and help them recruit other players to join them in Columbia.
Big weekends coming up in the next couple of weeks here, but they've had official visitors. I think I'm right by saying they've had three or four guys so far in the official visit process. Is that right? Maybe I don't remember the Capers kid might have been one of those guys. Maybe the offensive lineman out of Phoenix City, Alabama. You've had some guys already, right?
Yeah, they've had Xavion Capers, the four-star Arkansas commitment. They had him in. I think he's a guy who is, from what I've been told, is probably not going to Arkansas. Whether or not South Carolina will be the team to flip him remains to be seen. Javion Cohen, the former Gamecock commitment, came in. He's going to visit Auburn in Florida in June and plans to make a decision in August. And then Kobe Baines, three-star offensive lineman out of Jacksonville, came in that same weekend. And then they're going to have a big weekend at the end of this month with guys like Miles Murphy, the four-star defensive lineman, Dominic Hill, a defensive back out of Florida who can really run if they like a lot. I think they're in a good position with him. Joshua Braun, a four-star offensive tackle, is coming in. Tank Bigsby, four-star running back. There's several guys who are going to be in at the end of the month, and they're hoping to use that as a springboard into the summer.
All right, let's look a little bit. Bigsby's a guy that you saw a little more from this past weekend. There's some teams out there involved, but it just seems to me that all the momentum is in South Carolina's corner. Can they wrap this thing up on this official visit weekend coming up on the 31st?
I think they have a good chance to, either on the visit or shortly thereafter. I think it's going to take something unexpected for him to not choose South Carolina. Tennessee, LSU, Auburn, some other schools are in it and are trying to extend the process with him. But I think the Gamecocks have been positioned very well with him for some time now, and I think his plan is to commit to South Carolina, barring something unforeseen.
All right. And I would think then – quarterbacks are different, but as far as those defensive linemen, you're trying to get now with what you got with Pickens, and maybe you're trying to get with Birch right now is huge as well. But is there a more important non-quarterback recruit in this Will Muschamp area? Am I putting too much emphasis on what Tank Bigsby could mean, because really you hadn't had anything close to Tank Bigsby since Will Muschamp's gotten there?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a very important position for them in this class. And I think, and I don't know that Bigsby by himself fit fills all the needs there. I think they need two running backs in this class, and it needs to be two guys who go on to play a lot of quality snaps for them. And, you know, it's they just have not recruited well enough at running back. They don't have enough dynamic players at running back, and I think Bigsby fits the bill there. Jahmyr Gibbs is another one to keep an eye on, a player out of the state of Georgia that they really like. I think a breakaway type back with some ability to put his foot in the ground and make people miss in open space. So, but Bigsby would certainly be a very good start there to meeting those needs in this class.
Speaking of running backs, a lot of talk about Tavion Feaster and South Carolina among his schools. What's your thoughts about Feaster? What are you hearing about the Gamecocks interested in him and vice versa?
The staff has offered him. They will take him, and they think he would have a chance to potentially become their starter if he came to South Carolina. Now the fact that he wouldn't be arriving at South Carolina or wherever he goes until August, that's going to make it a little bit tough on him. But he's obviously a veteran who knows college football pretty well, and I would think could pick up whatever offense he's going into pretty quickly. But as far as how interested he is, I think he likes the idea of staying closer to home, and his family still being able to see him play, and he knows there's an opportunity at running back at South Carolina. I know, for instance, Virginia Tech is one of the other teams that's trying to land him, and I think one of the things they're selling is the easiness of their schedule compared to the difficulty of South Carolina's, and that may be giving him a chance to put up bigger numbers if he came to Virginia Tech versus what he might do at South Carolina. And there's some truth to that, but to me, if he wants to really make a name for himself with NFL scouts and improve his NFL stock, doing it against a tough schedule, I think will say more to those scouts than doing it against what is perceived as an easier one. But yeah, I think he's probably going to take multiple visits and try to figure out which one is the best fit for him and roll wherever he chooses in August.
Normally, whenever you're talking about a guy coming in, you might not have a great feel for him, but because of his days at Spartanburg and because of his, you followed him here at Clemson enough and saw enough of him, I think you maybe have a little more of a feel for it. Talent level wise, where would he rank? Just an ability alone, not learning the playbook that late in the process, but just an ability alone, where does he compare to what you already have on campus?
Well, I don't think there's any question he would be the fastest running back on the team, probably by a large margin. The only one who could really even compare at all would be A.J. Turner, and I still don't think he's even in Feaster's league from a pure speed standpoint. My biggest question with him is how effective can he be between the tackles against tough defenses? And he's had some success there that I've seen, and some other times I felt like he was a guy who wanted to bounce it outside a little bit too much and rely on his speed a little bit too much. But I think he would be the most talented running back at South Carolina the day he stepped on campus, and then it would just be a matter of him getting comfortable enough with everything that would be asked of him in the offense and pass protection, those sort of things. But if he taking that out of the equation, I think he would have a pretty good chance to be the starter if he can pick it all up.
Speaking of transfers and transfer portals, we find out Jonathan Gibson is entering it. What does that mean? What kind of player did you think he was depth chart wise? What was his future here? What's his future look like somewhere else now?
Well, the answer I got when I checked on him after his name was entered into the portal was that the description was unreliable, was the word that was used. That he's a talented player. They think he has some ability and was good enough to be a guy who was in their rotation if the work ethic was there to match, and it just wasn't. And didn't want to put the work in day to day, and just it wasn't a guy they could depend on to be in the right place at the right time and to put in the kind of work they're asking their players to do day to day. So he wants to get a fresh start somewhere else and try to find a situation he thinks is better for him. So He's going to looks like he's going to head elsewhere. But he was not a guy as coming out of the spring that they were counting on to be in the rotation this year because of that work ethic issue. But I think what the coaches were hoping is that he would mature over time and become a guy that they could depend on in time. But he feels like it's better to go elsewhere, and they're not going to stand in his way, obviously. And looks like he's headed out of Columbia.
Final one, schedule-wise, calendar-wise, I know we talked a little bit about the official visits coming up the last weekend of this month. Between now and then, coaches on the road or anything major happening down with the Gamecocks?
Yeah, nothing major other than the evaluation period. They're coming down the stretch there. They'll finish that up, I guess a week or so. And they've really been very active with making offers, particularly in the 2021 and 2022 class. And I think they feel like they've had a successful evaluation run here in terms of getting to see the players they really wanted to see and lining up players to come to camp this summer. Beyond that, I think they're mainly gearing up for that big visit weekend at the end of this month. And like we talked about earlier in the segment, they're hoping to use that weekend as a big springboard into the summer for recruiting momentum heading into camp and get some of these key guys in the boat.
Tell us about thebigspur.com. I know a lot of things are happening here on Memorial Day weekend and moving towards the future. It'll be a great time to join the website.
Yeah, absolutely. Should be a lot of great recruiting content over the next few weeks or so with the end of the evaluation period, big official visit weekends, summer camps throughout the month of June, and we'll be covering all of that as best we can, and feel like we do it better than anyone out there. So just go to thebigspur.com and become a member today.
Tony Morrell of the Big Spur. Hey, have a great Memorial Day, buddy. I'm looking forward to visiting with you next week, previewing the big recruiting weekend for the Gamecocks next weekend.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. That's Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Hey, Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. Go by and see these folks. This is, I don't like trying on clothes. To me, there's about four really good things to go shopping for. Follow me on this, Zach Orr. Number one, to go boat shopping. That'd be pretty cool. Maybe even take it out for a test drive. Car shopping is pretty cool. Take it out for a little test drive. Shopping for golf clubs is pretty cool. You get into a little net or go use a putter and see how it goes and see, ball rolling and that kind of stuff. That's pretty cool. And outside of that, really, I would say beds, because you get to just lay down and kind of relax a little bit and just kind of chill and say, this feels a little too soft. This feels a little too firm. Very cool stuff. Engineered Sleep. Stop by the Congaree Road location. They'll make your mattress for you. You can watch them make it and have it, pick it up right there. You can take it home that day with you. You're going to love it. It's our friends at Engineered Sleep and engineeredsleep.com. The wholesale is the big key here. There's no doubt that you don't want to pay full retail. So do it at Engineered Sleep and engineeredsleep.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Maybe some Willie Taggart hour. I also have odds for NBA, NHL, and the U.S. Open to tell you about. This is the Mickey Paula Show. Much more after this.
Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Hey guys, Gary Bryant here. I'd like to tell you about a new store in downtown Easley. Everybody is talking about Plum Home Decor and Gift Boutique at 115 West Main Street. And if you haven't visited us yet, come see why. With beautiful and unique items like frames, vases, pottery, jewelry, candles, pillows, and more, you'll find that plum perfect gift for any occasion. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Plum on Main. Plum Home Decor on Main Street, downtown Easley. Locally owned and operated by Clemson grads. Go Tigers.
My mommy and daddy lost 150 pounds on the health dare. That's like three of me.
That's right. I lost 80 pounds while still eating carbs, fruit, and even fast food. My husband was pretty skeptical, but he lost 70 pounds.
And daddy doesn't snore anymore.
The health dare is reversing symptoms of sleep apnea, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure and cholesterol in 30 days or your money back. Go to idaregreenville.com. That's idaregreenville.com. I dare you.
Do you have dead or dying trees that are a hazard to your home or business? CSS Tree Service is here to help. Locally owned and operated, CSS offers tree removals, trimming, stump grinding, and underbrushing. The spring and summer months are a great time to remove dead or dying trees before they fall on your home, business, car, or power lines. No job too big or too small. Call James today at 864-331-9695. 864-331-9695.
It's Dan Bracken again from Leonardi Bracken Real Estate, here for your Easley, Powdersville, and Marin market update. Over the last 12 months, the average home price for Easley was $184,000, with a price per square foot of $95. In Powdersville, the average price was $271,000, with a price per square foot of $107. In Marin, the average price was similar, $270,000, with a slightly higher price per square foot of $113. Want to know what your home is worth? Call me, Dan Bracken, today, 864-380-4537. Leonardi Bracken Real Estate. Selling real estate is what we do. Helping people is our passion.
The Vault in downtown Greenville has the coolest retro fan apparel. Throwback gear from over 200 teams. NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA, and over 100 NCAA teams. Local gear from the Greenville Drive and Swamp Rabbits as well as defunct teams like the Greenville Braves. You'll find something you love at the Vault. Learn more at vaultretrosports.com and find us on Facebook and Instagram. Call 864-370-7850. The Vault, 213 North Main Street in downtown Greenville.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Get out and go with the BF Goodrich two-week Memorial Day sale. Or you can sit back and watch summer pass you by. The choice is up to you. Between May 15th and May 31st, get a $50 or $70 rewards card after submission with purchase of four new select BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. See Joey and Zach at Pendleton Tire Company, 906 South Mechanic Drive in Pendleton. See bfgoodrichtires.com/promo for complete offer details and full list of qualifying tires. Offer expires 5/31/2019. Void where prohibited.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now, who's with me?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Because my hair is longer than Mick Jagger and Keith Richards right now?
No, I did not.
Well, give me shelter, huh? Love those guys. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Let's get to our phone line, 654-ROAR. Alan is in Greenville, South Carolina. Good morning, Alan. How you doing this morning?
Well, it could be better. I'm on 85 at Malfunction Junction. It's a standstill, so I'd rather be sitting where you are.
What's our time frame over there? What do we have to where we're going to get all that construction done? We're going to get all that spaghetti stuff done over there, and it's going to look good again and get everybody back on road.
I don't know. They claim they're ahead of schedule, but I think it's going to be 2027. I don't know. But it's not nonstop. But got to give them credit. They work 24 hours a day and deal with all this traffic at the same time. So I'm going to give these workers some good credit there. They work hard, it looks like.
What a dangerous job out there doing that, huh?
I would agree totally with that. Yes, you got it. So, yeah. I actually got a meeting over at Country Club of Spartanburg today. Looking forward to that. That's a little Augusta National to me. I always love that place.
So I love that
golf
course.
Head down to Augusta in the morning for my round in the morning.
So,
have to give you an update after that mess.
All right. So now what we're talking about is because of the long volunteer week that all the volunteers get to go down. Tomorrow's the day you play. And now, carts, will you have caddies? Will you walk? What's your tee time? Give me some details about the day tomorrow.
play at 8:15, which is much earlier than we normally play. Our group normally is like 9 to 11, somewhere in there. And they do have carts that you don't have caddies. Although 2 years ago, they did start letting us, they gave us a caddy to read our putts on every green. So that's been good. Although I have shot my better score without one, there's no doubt it helps to have them there. So they really do it just to help speed up play. And so it's supposed to be sunny tomorrow. We've never had a rain out in 18 years, so I'm really looking forward to it.
And your best score so far, you broke 80, I know.
Yeah, 76, which is way, way, way over my head. If I can break 85, tomorrow will be great.
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to hearing out. Now, you've done this for 17 times. It's your 18th year. There's still a little bit of nerves on that first tee, isn't there?
There is. You usually got a pretty good crowd watching you, although that early in the morning it won't be quite as biggy. I'm going to get in there at 6:30. Everything left from the tournament is 50% off, so I always have a big list of stuff to get for people. And we normally play the par 3 first, but we'll play it afterwards tomorrow just based on our early tee time. But you just spend the whole day, then they take great care of you, feed you a great lunch. You set out under those white tables in the back. And
nice.
Some days you can go in the pro shop, I mean the clubhouse. Some days you can if they're doing construction. But yeah. Either way, it's just a real neat privilege.
What a great day tomorrow, man. I'm happy for you. I know it's a lot of work, but I'm really happy for you to get to be able to do it. And I expect a great report on Thursday when calling in and let us know how it went.
Well, no pressure anymore to try to break 80. I just going to have fun.
Right.
No matter what I shoot, I'm going to enjoy it. So I'll try to call in afterwards, and I don't ever want it to come across as bragging.
No.
Down there, not so. I don't like to do that. So
no.
Just I know you always ask me to give you an update. So.
Well, I love
okay.
hearing. Okay,
sounds
I love
good.
Hearing. Yeah,
you got it.
Be careful,
good.
Alan. I appreciate the phone
right.
call. He's a humble guy. He's not bragging about it. He works hard to do it, and he's reluctant to do it. But that'd be a pretty good little day tomorrow. Doesn't stick together and play a little Augusta National tomorrow.
Gone
huh?
and thrown it in my face.
No.
Goodness gracious.
If you could do anything in the world tomorrow, what would you do other than play Augusta National?
I mean, that's certainly up there, isn't it?
Maybe give Kristen a foot massage. Besides that, really, what,
no.
There's nothing out there, is
it? I got over Nirvana for that.
What else would you do besides play Augusta National anymore?
I don't know. Honestly, off the top of my head, I do not know. Do you?
No. I mean, that's it, right? That's the one thing of all the things.
Ride a yacht in Monaco. Good answer, Herb.
Herb, I get it, but man, I'll be honest with you. I'd rather play Augusta National than ride a yacht in Monaco.
I think I'd rather travel.
You would?
Yeah.
You and I are just different people.
Imagine that.
I know what you'd rather do. You'd rather go spend the day with Willie Taggart.
Yeah, Willie Taggart's my guy down there at Florida State.
And that staff. Hey, let me give you some odds. The conference championships, Bucks and Raptors, Raptors plus 500, Bucks minus 650 right now. NBA title odds, Golden State is 1-2. The Bucks are 2-1, Raptors 20-1. The NHL odds right now, Blues and Sharks, the Blues are minus 380, the Sharks are plus 320. So, obviously, the Blues, big game 6 tonight, trying to wrap that up. And then, Mr. Orr24, speaking of golf, I have golf odds for the U.S. Open. 100-1. Jimmy Walker, Ian Poulter, Matthew Fitzpatrick, Daniel Berger, 80-1. Snedeker, Zach Johnson, Tyrell Hatton, 66-1. Gary Woodland, Bubba Watson, Cameron Smith, Alex Noren, Matt Kuchar, Brendan Grace, 50-1. Webb Simpson, Adam Scott, Louis Oosthuizen, Mark Leishman, Sergio Garcia, Cameron Champ, 40-1. Paul Casey, 33-1. Henrik Stenson, Patrick Reed, Hideki Matsuyama, Tony Finau, Patrick Cantlay, 28-1. Xander Schauffele. Schauffele. 25-1, Tommy Fleetwood. 22-1, Ricky Fowler. 20-1, John Rahm, Francisco Molinari, Phil Mickelson, Bryson DeChambeau, and Jason Day. 16-1, Justin Thomas, Justin Rose. 14-1, Jordan Spieth. 12-1, Rory McIlroy. 10-1, Dustin Johnson. 9-1, Tiger Woods. 6-1 right now. Brooks Koepka making a big splash. Delvin is in Fountain Inn. Good morning, Delvin. How you doing this morning?
Well, no, how you guys doing?
Man, we're great. Hey, Delvin, my day would be go play Augusta National. Anything in the world tomorrow? Like if you said, what would be the perfect day tomorrow? What would you choose?
I don't know, man. That'd be tough. I can't think of anything playing against Augusta National tomorrow, man. But I know why Zach is so high on Florida State. It's Alex Hornibrook, man, the best handoff for the ball in business, man. The way he handed off the ball, the West calling that quarterback, man, that's why Zach so high on him, man. The way he handed off that ball, he can't throw the ball, but he can hand that ball off to a running back at Wisconsin.
Any
quarterback there?
Behind a very good offensive line.
Better than any quarterback in the league, you can hand that ball off, man. I'm telling you, in college football, I'm telling you. That's why Zach so high on him, man. But anyway, he won't play that war chain, man. He playing it for the Braves. The Braves won last night. He was just doing that for the Braves last night.
But, Braves two and a half games back, playing a little better as so
he gonna pick Alex Hornibrook over Tommy DeVito. I'd like to go with Tommy DeVito. Syracuse, and he played some last year and played in big games and stuff. And with Syracuse when Gary Dungeon went out, I think Syracuse is gonna be a good team. Plus, they got to prove to me. And they don't got we'll see that first game how they do against Boise State. Cause you know how Boise State tradition is good, Mickey. So we'll see what the tech got out there. I know everybody's how Kendall Brock run that offense, but we saw what happened with James Blackman running offense like that. Ask James Blackman about getting hit so many times. When you run a spread offense like that, you don't got a good offensive line to block.
Yeah.
You can get hit when you run that spread offense and stuff. So we'll see. And also, speaking of Florida State, Mickey, your favorite quarterback got a new team, DeAndre Francois.
He's an owl.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's an owl. From now on, whenever I talk about him, I'll just ask you who.
Yeah, he walking on. He can walk it on.
Yeah. We'll see, man. You know what? We'll see. Look, the thing I remember, and Zach, just to get on Willie Taggart a little bit, do you remember the game plan against Clemson last year where they put the four wide receivers over there and throw to them and Clemson would blow it up? And then they put the four receivers on the other side and they throw to them over there and a little screen over there and then they go blow that up and then it'd be third and 12 and then Francois would get sacked. Remember that game plan?
I'm on the game plan against Sanford when I almost lost that game where on defense, the same route we kept beating them. Get what they did on defense. They just left the dude on the island right there by himself.
Yeah.
On offense, kept throwing the same little bubble screens over and over again and Sanford was stopping. I'm like, come on now, man.
The part of the surprising part is that, like, Levante Taylor and Stanford Samuels and Asante Samuel and those guys, A.J. Linton, those guys, they were Cyrus Fagan. They were highly recruited kids, those defensive backs. But they're all so short, man. They're tiny fellas and just didn't look like they were prepared very much, very well at all last year.
But we'll see. Hopefully, Mickey, we're not wrong about this and Zach don't play the tape back.
Well, he wouldn't rub our nose in anything. He's too humble to rub our nose.
If you do just have to taste, Mickey. If you do just find a taste in the scroll.
I don't think I have to worry about it too much. I think we'll be okay.
Yeah. Well,
Thank you, Dale.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, buddy. I appreciate the phone call. In the Samford game, they were down with 5 minutes to go, Zach. They were losing to Samford last year. And they scored late twice to beat Samford, 36-26. But in that game, Samford had 525 yards of offense. Not Stanford. Am I clear on this? Samford, 526 yards of offense compared to 454 for Florida State. Samford had 475 yards passed against Florida State last year. Just making sure we're on the right. And here's what's crazy, Zach. Samford had five turnovers in the game and still had a lead with 5 minutes to go in the game. Imagine if they wouldn't have turned it over. What that would have looked like.
Imagine that. These things happen from time to time.
654 Roar. James, the truck driver, checks in. Hey, good morning, James. Thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. We have another great youth rally, and wow, man, every time I keep seeing the youth rally, they blow my mind.
Awesome stuff.
Because you hear so much negative stuff about young people, then when you see the positive side, it just gives you a, oh, man. I was going to ask a question with, if Feaster was to go to South Carolina, how would that change the face of South Carolina football against Kentucky or playing against Florida Gators? You know, would that give us that little edge we needed against those teams or not?
I think that it helps, and Gene, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for pointing that positive stuff out like you always do. I do appreciate that. That's nice to hear. And we do have a lot of great young people out there. I think it helps you. It gives you another body. I don't think that Feaster is the savior for South Carolina football. I don't think that he's a great running back. I think he's a solid running back, and I think he's more talent than anybody you have there, and he certainly helps out Bentley or Helinski, whoever plays quarterback, helps out the passing game a little bit. And it, you know, like I said, it gives you a talented body. I don't think he's a difference in winning games or losing games, but it does help the offense. I don't think there's any question about that. Let's get to T-Bird down over in Simpsonville. Good morning, T-Bird. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, doing great. If I had a tail, I'd wag it. I hope you guys are doing great. I have a question, and I'm pretty excited, maybe more than most, about Tiger baseball. I'm pretty optimistic. I know I believe in our coaching staff and our players, and but I still do not understand the scenario for the ACC tournament. If Clemson wins today over Boston College, and Boston College beats Louisville, and Louisville beats Clemson, who advances to Saturday? It's very confusing to me, but I feel like Clemson could win, go 2-0 and beat Boston College, and then Thursday beat Louisville, and then we don't have to worry about it. But what do you guys think? I mean, I think Clemson's pretty healthy. I know we got a few lingering things, but I've heard Monty talk about it. We'd like to have some guys back, and just want to see if you guys had any update as far as how healthy some of those guys were. And I'll listen.
Thank you, T-Bird. I appreciate the phone call. Kier Meredith won't play. They've got some guys banged up. David Sharp seemed like he was banged up a little bit.
Is Kier Meredith dead? What happened to him?
He gets hurt every year. He's out for the year now, I think. I'm pretty sure about saying he's out for the year. As far as that goes, the bottom line is that Green is healthy now, and I say healthy. Everybody's got bumps and bruises now. Everybody's got soreness and shoulders and elbows and quads and hammies and all that going on. But as far as missing action, I think this is about as healthy as they've been in a while. That is if Davis Sharp, if something's not wrong with him. The other thing is they don't talk about it just from a scouting report standpoint, because Sharp obviously was moved back for a reason a couple of weeks ago. As far as the tiebreaker, I've not seen it anywhere. I think I'm right by saying this, that the way it's been in the past, that the seeding is what gets you. So in other words, a higher seed. Clemson is not the higher seed if they end up tied with someone else in this. If everybody goes 1-1, Louisville then gets it. So Boston College and Clemson have to go 2-0, where Louisville can go 1-1 and advance. I think I'm right by saying that. We'll take a break. William and Jersey Jack, hang on. Coming to your final segment of the show. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. Harbin Lumber wants to be your full-service lumber yard. They want to work with you. They want to make you more efficient with your time, more efficient with your money. If you're an upstate builder, an upstate remodeler, an upstate handyman, find out why 103 years now is on their side. 103 years, 103rd year of doing business is on their side right now. That this is family owned. They take a lot of pride in what they do. They're going to give you the best products at the best prices, teaming with you to make sure that everything works exactly like it should work, and every delivery is there, and that you're not worried about that part of it. You got enough to worry about. You got to worry about your labor. You're worried about your marketing. Worry about all your taxes and all your codes and all the permits you got to have. You don't need to worry about the labor. I mean, more about the materials part of it. Harbin Lumber, full service lumber yard. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. Two phone calls. Final segment of the show on a Tuesday. Come back. Wrap it up right after this.
Wow your family and bring home a steak, chop, or burger from the Corner Butcher in Patrick Square. They'll make your grill and your family smile. Fresh and hand-cut, the Corner Butcher. Patrick Square, Clemson, 654-2333.
The Health Dare is a 90-day program that's reversing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and sleep apnea. And it's so easy. You can even have carbs, fast food, and bread. You don't have to go to the gym. No medicine or shakes, just a team of health coaches that cares. I lost 80 pounds on the Health Dare, and I have so much energy. This worked when nothing else did. If you don't have results in 30 days, they'll give you your money back. For a free consultation, go to iDareGreenville.com. iDareGreenville.com.
It's Memorial Day at Hendrick Honda Easley, where we remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Honda's released great incentives with the biggest savings of the year. Hendrick Honda Easley's matching Honda's $500 military appreciation offer to $1,000. Mention the Roar and get 2 years of free maintenance on your new Honda or pre-owned certified vehicle. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com today to get the best price on a new Honda. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Now, with Audible, you get even more. Every month, you can choose one audiobook plus two exclusive Audible originals. Stay up to date on your daily commute with the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post delivered free every day to your Audible app. Plus, you can also enjoy unlimited access to audio-guided fitness and meditation programs. Anytime, anywhere, Audible gives you more to build mind, body, and soul. Stay entertained, informed, and motivated with a 30-day Audible trial. Your first audiobook is on us at audible.com.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
Oh, it's back! Palmetto Distillery's Night of Destruction at Anderson Motor Speedway, May 25th, 7 p.m. School bus racing, three monster trucks, a demolition derby, and much more. For tickets and info, go to tourofdestruction.com. That's Saturday, May 25th, Anderson Motor Speedway. School bus racing, a demolition derby, three monster trucks, and so much more. Go to tourofdestruction.com for event info. Be there!
For nearly 25 years, the Husqvarna Auto Mower has been the number one best-selling auto mower worldwide. With the Husqvarna Auto Mower Crown Commitment Program, you can enjoy your weekends again and know that if you're not satisfied with the performance of your Husqvarna Auto Mower within 60 days of purchase from a Husqvarna dealer, return it for a full refund or exchange. It's that simple. Easley Lawn and Garden offers Husqvarna Auto Mowers, and they've been making happy homeowners for years with the entire line of Husqvarna Auto Mowers. Let a Husqvarna Auto Mower do the work while you relax. Trust the experts at Easley Lawn and Garden and the ingenuity of Husqvarna Auto Mowers. Your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. It's Easley Lawn and Garden, veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, heading into downtown Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
ZeroRes is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroRes, Greenville.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
And will keep it himself from right side, get to the numbers. Crosses the 25, across the 20, on his feet, to the 15-yard line goes Chase Rice. Hello, number 7.
We are WCCP, 105.5, The Roar.
Get a couple phone calls here to wrap things up. Jersey Jack's been hanging on. Hey, good morning, Jersey Jack. How you doing?
Oh, doing great. Getting ready to head down to Charleston, playing a little super senior golf event the next couple days.
Awesome, man. Can't beat that. But you're not a super senior. You're just a senior.
No, I'm a super senior. I'm 68. 65 is super senior.
What do you got, a fake ID to take down there with you?
I wish, but I'm not too many years away from 70, so I'll be a super, super senior.
Super duper then when you get to that point in time.
Yeah. But let me be clear. There is nothing I'd rather do tomorrow than to play Augusta National.
I don't even know. Maybe Pebble or maybe Pine Valley or something, but I don't even know what's even in the same conversation. You know, as far as what you'd rather do tomorrow.
The best course I've ever played was Old Head in Ireland, which was fantastic. If anybody gets to Ireland, they got to play Old Head.
Now, my cousin has been over, and she says it's her favorite golf course in the world. That she said it just really is amazing. Well, just how awesome. What a great piece of property that is, huh?
Oh, that's a peninsula going out to the lighthouse. And I'll tell you what, if everyone gets a chance to play in Ireland, you got to play, get down to County Cork and play Old Head, because it's something you'll never forget.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Look, you good luck for yourself this week. And we're going to watch the Tigers. We're going to hear the Tigers on the way to Charleston, listen to them on the radio, hopefully, for a while, and see if they can get a win up in Durham. So we're pulling hard for the baseball team today, and see if they can't pull some wins out this week.
Great stuff. Hey, be careful. Good luck in your stuff. Be careful, and look forward to seeing you guys when you get back.
All right. Talk to you soon, Mickey. Right, take care, Zach.
Zach, you're saying you'd rather travel.
I think I'd rather travel, yeah.
To?
I'm assuming in this scenario, I have access to a Concorde, right? I can travel quickly.
Wherever you go, wherever you want to go.
Then, yeah, I'd rather travel.
The one place in the world you'd rather go than Augusta National tomorrow is?
The one place in the world that I'd rather go tomorrow than Augusta National would have to be, I'd go to Rome. I'd go to Rome tomorrow.
When you got there, would you say, when in Rome?
When in Rome. Arrivederci. And then I come back.
What part of the boot you going to? You going to Rome? Let's get William in Georgia. Where in the world have you been, man? Did Zach Orr piss you off so bad you can't even call in anymore?
No, I don't let him bother me. I've been sitting here and something's been bugging me, though, man. And I ain't trying to put your boys down. They in the elite status. I give them that. I mean, I think the buzz around college football now is not beat Bama anymore. It's beat Clemson. But the thing is with the ACC, dude, is that a sad conference or not? You tell me. Is there anybody that can give you all a ball game this year? I mean, I've been trying to think about it. I mean, Florida State is nothing. I mean, Miami's nothing. Boston College is nothing. I mean, unless you have one of those sleeper teams that used to come in your back door, I don't see nothing happening.
Yeah,
all I see is y'all flying through the ACC, going to the championship game, and then moving to the playoffs.
What hurts?
I mean, unless something.
Yeah. What hurts the ACC this year, and really has hurt the last couple of years, is that Florida State is a nub of what they used to be. Miami is a nub of what they used to be. And Virginia Tech is going through a little down period right now. And so it is Syracuse. Maybe the next best team in the country or in the conference is Syracuse, who in my Athlon magazine I'm looking at right now, just as a reference point, they have Syracuse number 21 in the country. So the second best team in the ACC right now appears to be that. Now, Clemson obviously plays Texas A&M. Who's number 10 in this thing here, but no, there's not a team out there right now that appears to be close to Clemson when it comes to at least 2019 right now.
Well, let me make myself clear now. So your boy over there don't get upset. Right. Yeah. When y'all beat Bama, y'all left no doubt. Okay.
Right.
It don't matter what conference y'all can play in it, I believe.
Right.
But y'all need a conference where somebody's going to give you some competition. And unless y'all move to the Big Ten or the SEC, I don't see that happening. Not for the next few years, anyway. Yeah.
Well,
but you guys have a good team.
And here's the thing, William. It's if the Jameis Winston or the Marvin Brooks or the Marvin Jones or Derrick Brooks Florida State teams were here, or if the Vinny Testaverde Miami teams were here. Yeah, it's the perfect case scenario right now where Clemson is taking advantage of Florida State being down and Miami being down. I would love to have seen like that 2013 or was it 13 Florida State team play this Clemson team. That'd be great. I think that was one of the best teams ever. But Florida State having some turnover, having a president that didn't understand it, and having Jimbo Fisher leave and turn it over to Willie Taggart who doesn't understand it hurts them. And all the turnover at Miami as of late certainly hurts them. And so you get in this perfect scenario where Clemson's better than they've ever been, and then Florida State and Miami and Virginia Tech appear to be down right now, and it's not going to be a good Florida. You know, Louisville was a team that was a top five in the country a few years ago at one point in time, but certainly Petrino and his guys have dropped off. And you know, seeing where – I mean, NC State has been ranked at times, but I don't think they're going to be very good this year. I think it's a perfect storm where the ACC is just not very good this year, and Clemson will take advantage of that.
I guess y'all got a boring regular season, man. Y'all can't stand – wait till you get to the playoffs, right, in the national championship game.
Well.
Because y'all don't, you know, I mean, it's just seems boring to me. I mean, yeah. Y'all blow everybody out to play.
Well.
Everybody here. Like,
I like being bored.
Yeah, brother. I mean, it ain't something you complain about.
No.
But you guys have a good day, and I appreciate you getting in.
Thank you, William. I appreciate the phone call.
You're a little stir.
What
is what you are.
What do you mean a stirrer? Yeah. You're the oil that stirs the pot.
Exactly. You've put that nickname on me for years now, but here it's you.
No.
It's absolutely you.
No, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Does he not get mad at you?
There's no need to stir things up, my buddy. That's all it is. That's all I'm saying.
Well, last time I checked it, he dog-cussed you on a text message.
Dog-cussed you?
He did. He dog-cussed you. He did.
He didn't dog-cuss me.
I don't know. He cussed you. I'm telling you. No, again, Florida State is down. Miami is down. Virginia Tech is down. They're sitting the best Pittsburgh team or Duke team or North Carolina team or Georgia Tech team we've seen. They're sitting the best. Louisville's down.
Wow.
Boston College, you know, post Matt Ryan, that's down. Whoa. Wake Forest and then, you know, Syracuse, all that's down. It's not a great conference to begin with, but you can't have your second, third, fourth best program. It's easy to say Florida State, Miami and Virginia Tech are the next best programs, historically speaking, in the ACC.
Yeah.
And right now, all three of those are, I think Florida State's historically down.
Absolutely.
I don't know if Miami is historically down or not, but Miami's down.
Based on what they did in the 90s and early 2000s, yes.
No, but they were worse at other times than they were last year. I mean, or maybe even this year. There have been this isn't the worst Miami team we've seen. You know, Miami last year went 7-6, and that's bad. But we've seen worse Miami teams. We've seen worse Virginia Tech teams, maybe. But this is historical for Florida State to be down like this. And there's a bunch of those teams. Like I said, I'd love for Clemson to have played some of those great Florida State teams right now. James is in Anderson. Final phone call of a Tuesday show. Hey, good morning, James. Hey, is he not supposed to be on the
He's
air?
He's there,
Nate.
How are you?
Hey, Nate, what's going on, brother?
Not much. Hope you're doing well, buddy.
Doing fine. Listen, Nate, I got a question about the tournament Sunday.
Okay.
When Koepka, I'm sure you watched it, when Koepka was hitting out the rough on number 13, his caddy was behind him. Was that not supposed to be a penalty?
Was he there while he hit?
Yes, he was behind him. Go back and watch it. It was supposed to have been a two-stroke penalty. I called the show yesterday, and nobody seemed to know, and they couldn't remember it. But if you don't mind, pull it up and watch it and see.
I will try to remember to do
someone,
that.
Yeah, they penalized someone earlier in the years for that.
Yes, they did.
But this guy was behind. He wasn't directly behind him, but he was a little bit to the right of him, but he was in his pathway before the ball was struck and went.
But
the official was there, and I don't know why they didn't. I was expecting it. I said, well, that's a two-stroke penalty, whether he realized it or not, but they never said anything.
Yep. Earlier this year at PGA, or in Palm Beach Gardens, Adam Schenck was given a two-shot penalty for that. I need to go back and look at exactly where he was and exactly.
I believe it was number 13 in the rough. You know, when all the people was around, he kept having to move them and move them and move them.
Yeah.
But check that out for me and let me know tomorrow on there if you don't mind.
I'll try to remember to do that, James. I appreciate the phone call.
I know you don't have anything to do. I know you don't have nothing to do today, but.
Well, I got a little 3-month-old to go look at, but you know what? He loves watching golf, so we'll try to watch out today.
There you go, man. I'll see you, mate. Thank you, brother.
James, I appreciate the phone call. Do you remember seeing it Zach, that way? I don't remember the shot. But if
why is it a two-stroke penalty to have a caddy behind you?
Caddies cannot have an they help you with alignment. They can't help you line up. And so by doing that, he has to move. He can't be in your line of play.
According to ridiculous.
Well, so much on the LPGA Tour, they just line you up. You can't have help in lining up through all that. Quickly, Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands at Allstate. And call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. Get in touch with the bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Someone said, hey, how about these wimpy baseball players? They get bumps and bruises. They can't play. Austin Bryant played last year with a torn pec. Yeah, but baseball has like specific like.
Can you swing a bat with a torn pec?
No. I don't think you can. Can you? I don't know. I don't believe you have any pecs. So I can't tear pecs.
I don't believe you can.
2 minute Joe, Eric Newton.com. For all real estate needs, my good friend, Eric Newton.com. Quickly, my good friend, Zach Orr.
Skipping the music, obviously, because we got like 4 seconds left here. 10:30 pregame, 11 o'clock first pitch. Clemson and Boston College. Cannot wait.